Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're listening to Angus and Trista with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a study from the University of Queensland has revealed that only 28% of residents say they are likely to attend the Olympics. The survey of 1,000 people found that while there was an overwhelming support for hosting the Games, 74% of participants would prefer to watch the Olympics on television. Professor Brent Ritchie, Dean of UQ's Business School, says momentum building activities should be implemented in the lead up to the Olympics to get more residents on side. The study also revealed that there were concerns over the Olympics' effects on housing affordability, with 47% of participants believing it would harm housing accessibility.
In more local news, the Queensland government has confirmed that a new $3.8 billion stadium will be built at Victoria Park for the 2032 Olympics. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli, who promised not to build the stadium before the 2024 state election, declared the choice to build a 63,000-seated venue was clear. Meanwhile, the GABA, which was initially intended for the Olympics, is set to be demolished. Crisafulli said Victoria Park will be the new home of the Brisbane Lions, Test Cricket and other events. Protesters from the action group Save Victoria Park are disappointed by the news and continue to advocate for the preservation of our green space. Alongside the stadium, new facilities will be built to host the Olympics, including a National Aquatic Centre, an athlete's village, and a court arena, costing the state $8.7 billion. In national news, more on the federal budget announced yesterday, although many benefit from it, some won't. Treasurer Jim Chalmers announced that net overseas migration, the difference between people arriving and leaving the country, is expected to fall from 335,000 this year to 260,000 next year. A significant portion of this reduction will come from international students who have already been facing restrictions on entering the country. The government is losing its fight against the sale of illegal tobacco. Booming sales of illegal tobacco on the black market are costing the budget significantly. Tobacco excise has been a very profitable source of revenue for the government, but this year they marked down the revenue over 5 years to $6.9 billion. Starting in April, overseas citizens will be banned from buying existing homes in Australia for 2 years. This move could cost the government up to $90 million in foreign investment application fees, along with an additional $5.7 million to enforce the ban and $8.9 million for auditing land banking by foreign buyers.
The Tasmanian Cancer Council is calling for more funding from the state government as demand for its services grows rapidly. The non-profit organisation has supported more than 2,000 Tasmanians in the past 12 months and is entirely reliant on donations, with drives like Daffodil Day being a key fundraising opportunity. The organisation is calling for funding to match its demand so it can continue to assist Tasmanians living with cancer. In international news, Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has condemned a planned visit by United States officials to Greenland, saying that it's not what Greenland wants or needs. Frederiksen said that the visit would exert unacceptable pressure on the island and its people, reiterating that Trump is serious, he wants Greenland, therefore this visit cannot be seen as anything else. On Monday, Trump said that his administration would be working with people in Greenland who would want something to happen, but did not elaborate. For your weather today, Brisbane is rainy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional